Welcome back to another episode of the Chats with Clark podcast. I'm your host, Joe Clark, and here at Chats with Clark, we don't do poppy intros. We get straight to the point, and the point today of episode 52 is a very simple notion that ages quite well, one that is, I think, innate to our roots, and it's superheroes. It's the quality of heroes. What is a hero? Who are heroes? So I guess before we even start, my initial question to you would be is, who is your hero? And I think it begs a simple question right off the bat. What is the difference between a hero and a role model? To me, I think a hero transcends what a mere role model is. For example, when we think about a role model, they do quite literally, if we look at the etymology, they model a specific role. So a role model in your life and my life is someone who emphasizes a specific role, and we admire that about them. We want to quite literally model that role. So basketball players look to maybe Steph Curry for how to shoot a basketball, right? Tiger Woods for how to putt. Whatever the case may be, we have these individuals in our lives who maybe we don't look at them as a hero per se. Like, I don't think many people would argue that, again, Tiger Woods, for example, is their hero. But perhaps a golfer would look to him as a role model. So I think there's an innate difference between the two. And so when we think about heroes in our own lives, I think that these are people who, again, transcend just modeling a specific role. So thinking of these stories, these superhero, just hero stories in general, a lot of people come to mind, whether it's Luke Skywalker, right? Harry Potter, Rocky Balboa. I think the list goes on. Spider-Man, Robin Hood, Hercules. That's an old tale, right? These are individuals who, for some reason or another, withstand a trial. And they work through this trial in a way that makes them likable. I recently was watching the movie Dodgeball, and what is it about Peter LaFleur and his quote-unquote average Joes, which is his gym name, basically, so he appeals to quote-unquote the average Joe. What is it about Peter LaFleur and his dodgeball tournament that makes us want to dive in with him? Why is he a hero? And to me, it's the fact that he goes up against a challenge, stands his roots, and does it exceptionally well, despite and actually in congruence with his own flaws, his own imperfections, because all of these heroes that we mention have their own flaws, right? Luke Skywalker, innate fear. He comes from dark blood. Harry Potter, same thing. He's part of the evil, right? He's a horcrux for my Harry Potter fans. He has to die in order to be great. All of this to say, by the way, and we could touch on it later, I think there is a perfect hero that is at the top of the degrees in Jesus Christ, who, of course, was God. So that is a very lofty task for all of us as we look to get heroes. But here nor there. Back to Peter LaFleur. Peter LaFleur comes in and he takes a group of people that he leads. So he's a leader. I think heroes are leaders. And he leads them to a victorious underdog victory and does so with such grace that he amasses a major following. And people love and admire Peter LaFleur as a hero because he takes people who are the underdogs, overcomes the fear of losing, of forfeiting over his gym in the story, and all of that in order to be great. And he overcomes the fear and just looks it in the face and says, you know what, I'm going to do this. And that's consistent in all of these stories. So despite our imperfections, despite the Achilles heel that each hero has, they look fear in the face and they don't succumb to it. I think that's really something for all of us to consider. In our own lives, we're all going to have fears of different things, and whether we can be our own hero, whether we can be a hero for others, I guess not be our own hero, but I mean be a hero ourselves, whether we can be a hero for others, I think inherently requires us to overcome fear and to recognize that just like all of the stories that we admire, we have to do that to allow for the best results, to be heroes. If, for example, any of these individuals decided that they were going to pack it in, call it quits, and that the fear won, we know that that story stinks, which is why none of us ever have read that story. These fictional stories don't say, you know what? Yeah, Luke was a little afraid of the Emperor, so he just packed it in and went back to his little base, and that was the end of it. Guess what? That story stinks. So no one likes that story, and it's completely underwhelming. It plummets in significance compared to him addressing his fears and going for it. So maybe that is why we all ought to address our fears and go for it like a hero too. Again, secondly, I think that heroes really uplift the people around them. To use the Peter LaFleur example, the people on his dodgeball team are not peak athletes. They are not actually like the people of the team that they face, where they look like they could pummel someone, right? Of just like brute force, brute strength. But he corrals them, he riles them up, and they believe in him. Again, that leadership. These heroes exhibit leadership. And when it's for a good cause, when we lead, when we act for a good cause, that gets recognized, and people want to dive into that. You amass a following. That's what happens. Of course, evil will always have its day too. But at the end of the day, the hero and his people always will overcome that because they have something worth fighting for. They have something worth being a hero for. Finally, kind of with that as well, there's something to be said for a great challenge. None of these people are heroes because they overcome something measly. These are always massive emperor, lord, like massive devilish figures. And that's because it takes great, great resilience, right? To do that. And in order to uplift the good, you have to overcome the greatest of evils. And so by not succumbing to fear, by leading a great charge, by being virtuous, and by recognizing, you know what, I know what my weaknesses are, but I'm going to use all of my strengths instead in awareness of my weaknesses so that those don't lead to my demise, and will still do that in order to overcome the greatest challenge, I can become a hero. And when we look at that in our own lives, it's like, okay, what are the skills, what are the God-given abilities, traits, habits that I have, that I have formed and worked so hard on, that can lead me to be heroic, number one? And number two, what are my potential Achilles heels? What are the vices, what are the downfalls in my life that might be pulling me away from that, that these could be the demise were I to succumb to fear, were I to let those parts of me drive? Now, how do we mesh the two to become a hero like Peter LaFleur, like Harry Potter, like Luke Skywalker? The list goes on and on. So as we sit here today and we kind of talk about these things, I ask you, who are the heroes in your life? What is a hero? I bet that the people that come to mind for you have these qualities. They are great leaders. They just amass a following because what they're doing is virtuous. What they're fighting for or working towards or toiling with is virtuous. I bet that they don't back down at the greatest challenges. I bet that they actually gather themselves up, again, corral that following, rile themselves up, and go for it, and address it, and tackle that thing. Whatever that gargantuan, potentially devastating task, challenge, foe may be. I think of the single mothers out there who, by some way of the world, make everything work, seemingly against all odds. Like, those are heroes, for sure. I think on 9/11, I can't imagine when you're a fireman in New York City and you look up at this building that is in flames and you say, yeah, you know what? I'm going to run in this building, let alone any burning building, but you know that thing's coming down and you're going to run in there on ultimately a suicide mission to hopefully be a hero, to hopefully overcome the greatest challenge that you've probably ever seen, and for sure, on the premise that I could better it for someone else, that what I'm fighting for is so virtuous that they look at their team, that they look at their department, they look at their brothers and sisters, and they say, we're going to go for this. 9/11 still, the plane that was hijacked by the people that were on it, who weren't going to let it be the next plane in some building, right? And they crashed that plane. The people gathered together, they banded together. And I can't even imagine what that was like, but they weren't going to let that plane be crashed into another building. Those are heroes. These are individuals who have not succumbed to the easy way out. They have not succumbed to the fear of the potentially terrible aspects of it if they had not done these things. So again, imagine how this goes. You could play the flip side just as much as we saw what it's like to be the hero. You could play the flip side. It's like, well, what if they didn't try and hijack the plane? Well, that plane's crashed into some building. So in the end was going to be horrible, far worse than the fear of them addressing it and taking it into their hands. Well, what if they don't run into the building? Well, what if Luke Skywalker doesn't, right? Like, again, you can play the flip side of what if these people do succumb to their fear? And then not are you only wasting the potential of what could have been so great, so heroic, but also so many other people then inherently falter from that as well. I guess it's that savior almost. It's a hero is someone who saves, in the words of a friend of mine who I was having this conversation with. He said to me, he said, Joe, I think that a hero is someone who saves. And it's that they take something that could be bad and make it good, basically, right? It's someone who saves. So though they're not perfect, these are individuals who have flaws and have parts about them that maybe are inferior to other aspects. They tap into those great parts to be the best. They tap into the best parts of them to be great for others. And so my contention will be that as we kind of wind down this just reflection on a hero, my contention would be that there's heroes all the way around this, and there are degrees to it. There's a difference between a hero and a role model. And the reason for that is because a role model, again, literally models a specific role. We look to them to say, I want to learn X, therefore I'm going to look at someone who does X very well. Great. A hero does that to the nth degree. A hero does that against the biggest of challenges. A hero overcomes something that is so gargantuan, seemingly so threatening and evil, a terrible force, whatever it may be, looks it in the face and says, I've got this. And then they do. And they are leaders, and they amass a following, and they use their gifts and skills to do such a remarkable feat. And because of that, they're fighting for a virtue that is inherently so good that they do amass these followings and stand up for the underdog and build betterness. There's one story of all the heroic stories that, again, we touched on earlier, that stands out incredibly, and that's the story of Jesus. Let's play this twofold. The way that it goes now, for believers, whomever, the story is the story. Jesus comes, is born, eventually goes through the most grueling of deaths to save people from their own demise, from their own ultimate death. So there's that. An incredible story. It's the most selfless story to date, to lay down one's life for one's friends, right? And to do so with such grace is heroic. Plus, the reward of it is far more significant than imaginable. The counter to that is quite interesting. All that he would have had to do in historical times would have been to just evade the death, right? Do anything else but get on a cross, get crucified, have nails driven through his body. And so instead, that story is a lot less inspiring. It's, you know what? I'm good. I'm not going to go get killed. I'm out. Good luck, everybody. That story is a whole lot different. Heroes look fear in the face, let it have its moment, and then turn it around and do exactly what they need to do. And they let that courage shine. These are leaders. These are people who tap into their gifts and skills. They use these talents. They amass a following because what they're fighting for is so virtuous that they can overcome even the greatest of challenges that seem to be striking against them. So let's go be great. Let's be heroes in our own lives. Let's be the people who emphasize, who exemplify the great qualities of a hero so as to build a betterment of the world around us. If you're interested in more topics like this, be sure to hit the subscribe button and follow along on Chats with Clark on TikTok, Instagram, or anywhere else that you get your media. Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of Chats with Clark. I'm your host, Joe Clark, signing off of episode 52.
See you next time.